Thank you very much. Someone yelled, tear it up. I will, but probably not in the same way you would expect today. This will be a little different for you. I want to remind all of you that it's the Preacher's College. And what I'm about to say, I think, will help you if you will, if you'll let it. I'm going to teach something to you that I taught to my adult Sunday school class, the Sweetheart Couples class, just a week or so ago. Something that I have tried to learn from Brother Hiles through the years. Preacher boys, especially do I want you to listen to me. And I wonder how many times I've heard someone say about this subject, well, I just wish people understood this. I just wish people practiced this. And I'm going to, I don't know if you'll call it preaching. I know it'll be teaching. But I want to tell you of something that I have learned and I am learning. And though I'm going to give you some points, I don't want you to get all caught up in just the points. It's the concept. It's what it's all about. The title of my message today is simply this: ethics. It's called ethics. You listen to me. I'm going to read a scripture. I don't want you to turn. I want you just to listen. Romans chapter 12, verse number 9 and 10, it says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. I want you to notice something here. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 9, it mentions love. It says those that love are going to abhor that which is evil. They're going to cleave to that which is good. But it's talking about love. We go from verse number 9 right into verse number 10. And it says, be kindly affectioned one to another. We're to have brotherly love, and we're to be kind to one another, and we're to be affectionate toward one another. We're to abhor that which is evil. And then it says, in honor, we are to prefer one another. Boy, those words right there describe Brother Hiles to a T. One that in honor preferred somebody else. We live in a stingy world. God recommends that we, in honor, prefer one another. God says, do what is best for the other guy, not just what's best for you. Think of the other guy first. Don't be stingy. Think of how your decision in any given area of life will affect the other person involved, not just how it will affect you. The lesson I'm going to teach is going to be different. Like I said, it's about a thing called ethics. I believe that we could use a whole college class on the subject of ethics here at Hiles Anderson College. Let me define ethics as our dictionary defines it, and this is real close. Ethics, moral behavior, or conforming to an accepted standard of good behavior, or a moral philosophy. That branch of philosophy which teaches the principles of right or wrong in human conduct. The moral principles which determine the rightness or the wrongness of particular acts of virtue. Now listen to me. Don't go all the way through life saying, what's wrong with that? I learned from Brother Hiles, we shouldn't try just to stay away from how wrong we could be, but we ought to see how right we can be. In all your relationships, and especially in the church, and as we deal with one another, let's all learn to be as right as we can in regard to our behavior toward one another. I believe ethics are an expression of love. If you're ethical, you're trying to love others, not yourself. Put someone else before yourself. Romans 12:10 sums it up very well. Ethics, according to the Bible, in my opinion, is this. It's in honor preferring one another. Brother Hiles was the most loving man I'd ever met in my life. I listened to a tape by him the other day, and on it he said this. He said, I heard David Gibbs say one time, if you've never been loved by Jack Hiles, you've never really been loved. And I would agree, if you've never been loved by Jack Hiles, you missed a little something about love. He was the most loving man I'd ever met in my life, but wait a minute, he was the most ethical man I had ever met in my life. You see, he always did what was best for you, not what was best for him. And that's with everybody. People on his staff, people across the country, his enemies. He did what was best for the other guy, not what was best for himself. I'm going to try to teach you something about ethics. I'm going to use ethics in the ministry to teach it. Of course, this is a college that trains preachers, and this is a college that prepares you for the ministry. Don't get all caught up in the 6 or 7 points to the point that you think I'm just trying to teach those things. I'm trying to teach you a way of life, an expression of love. I'm speaking today to you and to me. If I say something today and you say, well, I know somebody that didn't do it that way, I'm sorry, I'm not preaching to somebody that's not here. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to me. I'm especially talking to me today. You listen, and I want to talk to you about ethics. My ethics are some guidelines I've established so that I'm fair to the other guy. If I love you, I'll be ethical with you. So I'm going to give you some ideas that I learned, some things I learned from Brother Hiles about being ethical. Number one, I learned from Brother Hiles that I should not counsel other pastors' members. I'm a pastor somewhere, and a member from another fundamental Baptist church comes to me and asks me to counsel them. Brother Hiles taught me that it is unethical for me to counsel somebody else's members. You know, I've got to think about how that other pastor would feel. There's your ethics. I'm concerned about the way somebody else would feel, so I'm not going to counsel their members. Brother Hiles practiced this. He practiced this, and perfectly he practiced this. You know, the only way that Brother Hiles would counsel somebody else's members is that he had a written letter of permission from their pastor to counsel them. Now, it's time for fundamentalists to learn to get along with each other. I could preach a message and have us all swinging from the chandeliers. I know how to preach a message. I know how to do that. You probably won't say amen a lot today, but I learned from Brother Hiles a long time ago, there's far more to Christianity, there's far more to building a church than just getting everybody excited. There is a way to live. That's what I admired about him most. He not only got up in the pulpit and preached it, he lived it. Matter of fact, he lived more than he preached. Most people can't even live what they preach, but he lived more than what he preached. He was an ethical man. There was a couple that came to see me. They went to a church here in this area. They wound up in my counseling line one day, and I knew them, and they said, Brother Owens, we're here to counsel with you. We're having problems with our marriage. And I said, because I had learned it from Brother Hiles, I said to them, I'm sorry, I can't counsel you. I have a principle that I follow that I never counsel somebody else's members. I said, the only way I could do it is with a permission slip from your pastor. They went back and they came back to me and they had a signed letter from their pastor that said, Dear Brother Owens, I know you can help this couple. Would you please help them? I want you to counsel them. And then I counseled them. And about 2 months later, they came back to me and said, we want to join this church. And I said, oh, no. You have a church that you're attending. You go back to that church. They came back to me with a letter. And the letter said, Dear Brother Owens, it is my recommendation that that couple joins your adult Sunday school class. They need you. They need what you have. They need what First Baptist Church is. And I want them to join your church. Let me tell you something about Christianity. That man was a real Christian. That pastor was not worried about his own personal attendance or the tithe that they could give or how much they meant to him. He said, I love those people. Now, we would have never got that couple into our church had we not been ethical in the first place. It's called ethics. I get calls from across the country where church members from churches across the country want to call and counsel with me, but I won't counsel them. There's only one thing I tell someone that calls me from another church. I counsel them about one thing. I counsel them to go see their own preacher. That's my counsel. It's called ethics. Don't counsel other pastors' members. Number two, I believe that you should not counsel contrary to another counselor's advice. You should not counsel contrary to another counselor's advice. Somebody comes to me here at First Baptist Church and they say, Brother Owens, I'd like to counsel with you. Now, if I find out they're already counseling with someone else, I don't counsel them. I say, you go back to the person you're counseling with. You see, that's called ethics. I, in honor, want to prefer the other counselor. I'm going to send them back. I don't need to be at odds with that other counselor anyway. And so I won't counsel you. And I don't. You say, why? My advice could be different than theirs. That doesn't mean either bit of advice would be wrong. It could be different, and there's no sense in me confusing someone. Plus, I want to be ethical with the first counselor. I learned it from Brother Hiles. I learned this. I learned that I should not counsel someone who's already seeking counsel from somebody else in that given area. Somebody came to see me one day. And they said to me, they said, I would like to counsel with you. And I was a young counselor, and I did not understand how to figure out if they were already counseling with somebody else. So I started counseling them. They're sitting in my office, and I talked to them and talked to them and talked to them. And then they said this, well, that's not what Brother Hiles told me to do. I thought, oh, great. I can't believe I got myself into this situation. I'm going to tell you what I did at that very moment. I said, I didn't know you were counseling with Brother Hiles. I said, had I known that, I would have never started this counseling session. And so, let me explain something right now. My counsel to you is this. Number one, you go back to Brother Hiles. Number two, you ignore everything I just said. I am wrong. He is right. And don't you listen to a thing I said. I expect you to go back to him and get the rest of your counsel. And you remember what I said because I'll tell him about this conversation. Some of you young men, I could have just saved your job as an assistant pastor if you listened. Why are you all so quiet? Is this so strange to you? Then, one day, a couple that was counseling with me and had been counseling with me for some time went and got in line at Brother Hiles' office. About 15 minutes later, they came back to my office and said, Brother Owens, we just went down to get Brother Hiles to counsel us about our marriage. And he said he wouldn't do it. He said, go back to Brother Owens. That's who's counseling you right now. That's called ethics. Now, I insisted that they counsel with Brother Hiles, but Brother Hiles was so ethical. A man on his own staff, puny little stupid me. He sent him back to me. Did Brother Hiles think I knew more than him? No way. But Brother Hiles was an ethical man. You see, Brother Hiles practiced ethics. We were ethical with one another. I hope you're all listening. I know this isn't as interesting to you as what you'd like, but I promise you what you're learning is something I learned by watching the man that loved more than any man I've ever met and was more ethical than any man I ever met. He tried so desperately in his latter years to get this thing of ethics across to the fundamental leadership out there. And for some reason, it seems to be a little too big for somebody. This is real Christianity. In honor, preferring one another. Your ethics are your standard of propriety. Don't you want to be proper with other people? Don't you want to, in honor, prefer the other person? Do you really want to love people? Number three, don't advise people who are not under your realm of authority. Don't advise people who are not under your realm of authority. It's unethical to do that. Now, this is different than point number one. Point number one, I said, I'm pastoring somewhere, and some other church's members come to me and want to counsel, and I say, no, go back to your pastor. Now I'm saying, I'm in the very same church, and I'm not going to counsel someone who is under somebody else's authority. You see, I'm talking about ethics within your church now, within your school now. Every church has many ministries. Each has a leader that oversees that particular ministry. I believe it's unethical for someone from one ministry to advise someone from another ministry about their ministry. I think it's unethical. Why? In honor, I am to prefer the other leader. In honor, I am to prefer the other guy. Why? If I love him, I am going to honor him, and I am going to prefer him over me. But if all I do is love myself, I don't care how everybody else feels. I just want to draw people toward me, and I want to do it my way, and I don't care how that affects everybody else. But an ethical person will not counsel someone under some other leader. I was in the Bible Club ministry and the director of the ministry for 14 years. I never advised one person from the B, C, D, or G bus ministry about their ministry one time in 14 years. Say, why? Because I love that man right there, and I didn't think it was my business to counsel his workers. Y'all listening to me? I have been the teacher of the Sweetheart Couples class for 14 years. I have had many, many people come to me from other couples classes saying, will you counsel me? Will you counsel me? Will you counsel me? I counseled them one way. I said, you go back to your teacher and you let your adult Sunday school teacher counsel you. Why? It's unethical. It's unethical. I love Brother Lupina. I love Brother Douglas. I love Brother Moffat. They taught other adult Sunday school classes, and I said, I'm sorry, you need to go back to your teacher. I love the ministry leader. I love Ray Young. I love Brother Francis, and I did not counsel their people because I thought it was unethical for one leader to counsel another leader's people. Many duties that I have had as a vice president have shifted, and Brother Young, now is our co-president, is in charge of those things. There have been a few people that have come by and said to me, Brother Owen, what would you do about this? And in every case, they don't work for me anymore. And in every single case, I said, you go to your leader and you get his advice about how to do that. I can't do that. That would be unethical. You say, why would you do that? I love Ray Young. And if you love someone, you will be ethical. Because ethics is an expression of love. That's one of the reasons why Jack Hiles was such a great lover. He was concerned about the other guy more than concerned about himself. Number four. I don't think it's ethical to start a church near another fundamental Baptist church. I'll say it again. I don't think it's ethical to start a church near another fundamental Baptist church. Say, Brother Owens, who do you think you are? I don't think I'm anybody. Matter of fact, I'm less anybody now than I've ever been in my life. I mean, I'm a nobody. But I'm going to tell you this. I learned from somebody. And I learned from the master of love and the master of ethics, Jack Hiles. And he believed this. He believed it was unethical for you to start a fundamental Baptist church in the backyard or up the road from another fundamental Baptist church. Why? Because we are in honor to prefer the other guy. You know, there's enough territory out there that you don't need to start a church up the road from another independent fundamental Baptist church. Dr. Russell Anderson gave some money to Brother Hiles some years ago to go out and start churches across America. And I have the privilege of sitting on a little committee of men that helped to start churches across America. Let me tell you something. We're not real excited when you come see us and you say, well, I'm going to start a church. I'm going to start a church up Sibley Street down Hampton. Well, we're thinking, why would you want to start a church right up the street from another fundamental Baptist church? It's unethical. We're not apt to want to give you a bunch of money to go start a church where there's already a church. And why would you want to start one there anyhow? You say, Brother Owen, isn't it up to me where I start my church? Yes, it is. And it's up to us whether we give you money or not. There's a city where you know the day will come when I'm going to pastor. And there's a city that I was very, very interested in. And I thought about starting a work there. But I have a friend that pastors near there, and I went to him and I assured him. I said, my dear brother, if I ever do come to this city, I'll promise I'll put myself far away from you because I don't want to hurt you. With tears in his eyes, he said, Brother Owens, I thank you so much for treating me that way. In honor, you say, but wonder if you want that city. It doesn't matter what I want. It matters what's right for the other guy. What's right for the other guy. Ethics. Treating others the way you would like to be treated. I don't think you ought to start a church near your home church. You know, out of all churches in the world that you don't want to be inappropriate with, that would be your church. I don't think you ought to start a church near home. You say, why? Well, there's a chance somebody might leave your preacher's church and join yours, and I think that's unethical. I don't think that's right. You know, when I was in college, I worked over in Valparaiso. I worked for a man that's a multimillionaire. When I graduated, he said this. He said, Jeff, he said, are you sure you're going to go to work over there at the big church? I said, yes, sir. I know that's what the Lord wants me to do. He said, well, let me tell you something. He said, I'll fund it if you'll start a church here in Valparaiso. He said, you already have all sorts of people that you've won to Christ. I had many families over there. He said, I'll give you the money to start a church in Valparaiso. And I told him, I said, I know you don't understand this, but the last place I could start a church would be near First Baptist Church because it would be unethical. That is my home church. I said, I cannot do that. You know, when the Lord made it very clear to me that I was to go into the pastor, there were two churches within 30 minutes of First Baptist Church of Hammond that immediately called me and said, would you be interested in becoming our pastor? I said, I would love it, but I can't. They said, why? I said, that's way too close to First Baptist Church. There are all sorts of people that belong to First Baptist Church that love me that might want to join my church if I came to yours, and I will not do that because I love First Baptist Church, and I love Jack Scott, and I love Brother Hiles, and I love those people, and it's unethical. Those opportunities were outside my ethics. You know when you're going to believe this? You're going to believe this when somebody tries to start a church up the street from yours. Right now, some of you are saying, well, you ought to keep your nose out of my business. Well, I'm mainly talking to me right now anyway. I'm just letting you listen in. But let me explain something to you. The day that somebody tries to start a fundamental Baptist church up the road from yours, you're going to wish they would practice these ethics. And most people don't worry about it until it's affecting them. And I'm saying to you, you worry about how you affect others, not just how they affect you. In honor, preferring one another. It's called ethics. Number five, don't visit other pastors' members. This is Brother Hiles' ethic. You see, some other member comes to visit your church. They're from another church. I don't think you ought to go after them and try to recruit them into your church. I think that's unethical. And I'm talking about people from a fundamental, independent, Baptist, King James Bible kind of a church. I don't think you ought to be going after their members. I've heard Brother Hiles over and over again. There'd be somebody in a hospital in the area, and they would call and say, could Johnny Colston go and visit that person? And often Brother Colston would bring it to Brother Hiles and say, Brother Hiles, you know, they asked me to come and visit them in the hospital, but their member is so-and-so's church. Brother Hiles would say, oh, no, I don't want to mess with their members. I don't want to be inappropriate in any way. If that pastor would like you to visit their member in the hospital, okay, but listen to me. I don't want to visit somebody else's member. Jack Hiles did not build his church down there at 523 Sibley Street by trying to take people from the other fundamental Baptist churches in the area. He didn't do that. And you shouldn't either. We're not trying, you know, my adult Sunday school class is a thriving, growing thing. It's just incredible. Thanks to Brother Hiles. He taught me what little bit I know about building it. And I can promise you, I have stood before that class for years and I've said to them, listen, you're not trying to recruit people from the other couple's classes in First Baptist Church. That's not what we're here to do. We're here. We're not trying to transfer somebody from one ministry to another ministry to build our ministry. We're trying to find new people so we can build our ministry. You say, but Brother Owen, if you think that's going to build things, how do you think you're ever going to build anything? Well, I don't know. Byron, almost 400 people in my adult Sunday school class. These are the exact efforts I practiced when I was in charge of the Bible Club ministry and the e-bus ministry, and one of our high years had over 300 workers. You say, how are you ever going to do it if you do it this way? God honors when you prefer the other guy. I watched for years, and sometimes I thought the way that Brother Hiles treats everybody, he always seems to hurt himself while he's helping them, and I thought, hey, that's going to catch up with you someday. You know what? God took care of it all, and God said, if that man will live the way I've taught him to live, I'll take care of balancing the scales. He's just to honor and prefer the other guy, and God said, then I'll just happen to prefer Jack Hiles. I'd rather have God preferring me and me preferring the other guy than me preferring me over you. I don't think you ought to visit other pastors' members. When I pastor, I plan to continue to do that. You know something? If somebody from First Baptist Church comes to visit my church, I don't plan to follow up on them. You say, why? Well, that's unethical. It's not what you're supposed to do. You know, there's a man in Chicago that pastors the church there. My phone rang one day, and he said this. He said, Brother Owens, he said, listen, I want to talk to you about something. He said, I have had in the last 2 weeks three couples from your adult Sunday school class come up here and visit my church. I wanted to give you their names, and I wanted to tell you who they are. He said, I was a little afraid they might be straying or they might be looking to relocate, and I wanted to tell you who they were. And I thought, there is a good man. I was so pleased with him. I told him, I wrote him a letter. I said, I'm so proud of you. He's not very old, but he's far more mature than most men that I know in fundamentalism today. It's unethical. Well, what else? When a pastor leaves a church, I believe he can be unethical regarding his contact with his previous members. A man leaves his church, and he goes to another church somewhere. I believe that he should practice good ethics in regard to his previous church members. I think that he should not be counseling them. Why? They're somebody else's members. I've already taught you, you don't counsel somebody else's members. I think he should be kind, but to be very honest, I think he should distance himself from those members. He should not try to recruit the old members into his church. He should force them toward their new pastor by his absence, by withdrawing. That's what he's supposed to do. He should never badmouth the new pastor for any reason. No reason whatsoever should he leave that church and when the new pastor comes in, be talking to the old members and be saying, I'll tell you about this, let me tell you about that guy and this and that. Just keep his mouth shut. You go pastor your church. I can tell you of a church where a pastor left. When he left, he would not break contact with the previous members. 5 years later, the new pastor that came in still was virtually unable to pastor the church because all the members were still getting counsel from their previous pastor, and they were still seeing him and talking with him all the time, and he, from a distance, was still pastoring that church. And if he would have had any sense, he would have said to the people, don't call us, we'll call you. You say, why? Because he, in honor, should have preferred the new pastor over himself. By the way, every lady in here, I hope you're listening to what I'm saying, because the pastor's wife can be unethical too. She can be unethical too. Catch the concept. In honor, preferring the other guy. Do it right. I'm going to say something. I'm going to step out by faith a little bit here. But Brother Scott and I talked many, many months ago back in summer about my giving up the Bible Club ministry and the e-bus ministry. I'm going to tell you something. From the day I gave that up, you can check with Mr. Brian Cassida. I had many workers, and I loved that ministry to the depth of my soul for all these years. 18 years I was in that ministry. You check with Mr. Cassida, and you find out if I've counseled one of his workers. They could stand up by the hundreds in here and say, I did go to Brother Owens, and I tried to get his advice, and he said, I'm not your leader, Brother Cassidy is, and I love Brother Cassidy, and I trust Brother Cassidy, and I believe in Brother Cassidy. The best thing I can tell you is go see Brother Cassidy. He is the man of God that is leading that ministry. He's the man that God wants to lead that ministry. Go see your man of God. I challenge anybody in here to say I've done anything other than that. It's called ethics. Ethics. And from the youngest 17-year-old college student here to the oldest man in this room, you listen to me, this is something that made Brother Hiles special. He wasn't just another Baptist preacher. He was a cut above. He was especially a cut above in the depth of his love and the strength of his ethics. Then, I think when a pastor leaves the church, he should never try to take members with him. When a pastor leaves a church, he should never try to take members with him. A man at our college many years ago, he decided he was going to go down to Florida and start a church and start his own Bible college. And by the way, that's fine and dandy. He's an independent fundamental Baptist. He has the right to go starting the church. But then he stepped out of the realm of his rights. And he tried to take and successfully took over 20 college students with him. He said, come go with me. Come go with me. Come go with me. And they did. You know something? We had paid that guy a salary to stand in front of those students to influence them. And then he took the influence that we paid him to have and used it to take people away from us. That is called unethical. By the way, it's called sin, stupidity, and I've got other words I'm not allowed to use them. I'll write them down and Brother Hooker will sign them. Let me tell you something. If a pastor tries to take somebody with him when he goes, may I remind all of you, he may move again. And you follow him all over the place? You say, Brother Owens, when you leave, you taking anybody with you? My wife, I think, will be going. She's not sure yet, but I'm getting her close. I have some children. Matter of fact, some of my children will be staying here. You say, Brother Bush going with you? No. So why not? It would be unethical. He works for Brother Scott. He works for Brother Young. So why? Well, I learned that from Brother Hiles a long time ago. You know, you say, would Brother Bush ever go with you? If he did, he'd have to get his preacher's permission because he don't work for me. I've not invited anybody to go with me. In fact, I've had people say, I want to go with you. I said, you can't. Don't you dare mar my reputation. Someone said, well, many people moved here to be under Brother Hiles' ministry. And I said to them, I've had many people say that. I said, number one, I'm not Jack Hiles. But number two, all of them, when they moved here, had their pastor's permission to move here. You know, when I move here, I have my pastor's permission to move here. But I didn't scoot out the back door hiding from my pastor. I went to my pastor. And by the way, I would only leave here with my pastor's blessing now. People said to me, we want to go with you. I said, you're crazy. Get away from me. You're not going to do that to me. Some of them were stupid anyway. I've not invited one person to go with me, nor will I if I want to stay right with God. You know something? There's something wrong with somebody paying you a paycheck. You know, I've got a bunch of people in my adult Sunday school class that love me very deeply, very deeply. They'd kill for me. But may I explain something to you? This church paid my salary, and the reason those people love me is because this church paid me to help them to fall in love with me and me with them. What right do I have then to turn around and take them away from the church that gave them the privilege of loving me in the first place? And gave me the privilege of loving them? In my thinking, that's criminal. That's not right. It's called ethics. And then finally, I believe it's unethical for you to require other people to have your ethics. It's unethical for you to require others to have their ethics. You said, but I don't like a bit of this. Well, I told you, I'm preaching mainly to me. I'm telling you about me. Not everybody in my ministries have always behaved themselves like I just taught you that I try to behave myself. I wish they would. I wish they would. But I'll tell you something. You say, well, I know somebody from Brother Young's ministry that's unethical, but he's not. Well, I know somebody from Brother Eddie's ministry that's unethical, but he's not. And I know somebody from Brother Scott's church that's unethical, but he's not. And I'm going to have to take care of me, and you're going to have to take care of you. And if you don't have my ethics, everybody has the right to be wrong if they want to be. No, if you don't have my ethics, fine. But I'm going to have to take care of me. I watched Brother Hiles for years, and I want to stand up and shake people and say, look at the man. Look at what he is. But he would be ethical even if you spit on him. If you treat him like dirt, if you brush the feet off, if you wipe your feet on the man, he still held to his ethics and his integrity. And boy, did I love him, and boy, did he love people. If somebody from another couple's class counseled one of my members, that's okay. I'm not mad at him. Why? Because I'm not going to require them to have my ethics, because it would be unethical for me to require them to have my ethics. If somebody counseled contrary to my advice, that's okay. I don't think it's wise, but that's okay. I'm not going to be mad at them. You say, why? Because it would be unethical for me to require them to have my ethics. If you start a church next door to mine, okay, I'm not going to be your enemy. I'm going to help you and love you. Because it would be unethical for me to require you to have my ethics. If another pastor visits my members, I won't become his enemy. Because he does not have my ethics, and it's unethical for me to require him to have my ethics. You say, Brother Owens, I'm a little angry with you about one of these points. Okay. I'm not angry at you. See, I disagree with one of your ethics. Okay, that's all right. I love you, and if you disagree with me, that's okay. Because I am an honor to prefer you over me. An honor preferring one another. Ethics. I wish that somehow there'd be at least one young man that will walk away and say, I don't want to be just another Baptist preacher. I'd like to have that as a standard of living.